Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy.
Thank you for coming by the show. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Just realized I was talking into the wrong side of my other microphone I just bought. That's how you know that I'm a radio professional, that I began the show
on the wrong side of the microphone. Over here, it sounds kind of, you know, a little muffled.
Over here, I sound amazing. Let's try some of the sound effects with this.
This is the right side of the microphone. This is the right side of the microphone.
This is the right side of the microphone. This is the wrong side of the microphone.
All right, I'm getting bored with this.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If this is your first time hearing the show, if you're listening on the radio, hi, my name's Ryan Hoppy. I have worked in radio for over a decade, and I'm only 30. I got into it at age 18. I always wanted to go into radio, listening as a kid growing up. I didn't have TV in the 2000s, so I got all my info from the radio, blah, 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 blah. All the info's at ryanhoppyradio.com. But on this show, we talk about celebrity news. Sometimes we get a little naughty, but I've had to clean up my show since the recent syndication deal. So on this show, it's a little more woke than it used to be. We've gone through some changes on this show, and I would call it upgrades. And right now, we're going to talk about Kelly Ripa, who, there's one thing I want my audience to know right now, each and every one of you listening to Hoppy Hour right now, is that I adore older women. I love a good cougar. They're just a lot of fun. And girls that are 25 think they know everything. Girls that are 40, much more humble. So, do I find Kelly Ripa attractive? Of course. Do I like Kelly Ripa? Of course not. She's doing a show with her husband because nobody wants to work with her. Like, when Ryan Seacrest, who takes any job ever, is literally like, I'm not doing this. You got to think about that real quick. If Ryan Seacrest, who is now the new Pat Sajak, he's the new Dick Clark. If Ryan Seacrest says to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I don't feel like working with you. And he runs away and gets the hell out of there. Yeah, you got to look yourself in the mirror, Kelly Ripa, and go, what am I doing wrong?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
It's not a great gray. It's almost translucent. Mm. It's like my hair.
That's a big word for Kelly, translucent. I'm surprised she knew that word.
Is see-through. What do I do with that? What color is your hair?
You color it gray.
No. You said it, Mark. for her to go gray. Oh, this is going to cause the most wicked argument at the house after they're done having sex on the pool table.
Mark Consuelos encouraging wife Kelly Ripa to embrace her natural look.
I do love a woman that has a little bit of gray in there. Mm-hmm.
To work next to someone who's the best in the business.
The sweet moment goes down on Live with Kelly and Mark. Kelly did.
Let me go back. This is the clip of him saying that she's the best in the business. I wish he would be honest and be like, she's average. I'm just marrying her.
Natural look.
I get to work next to someone who's the best in the business.
He should have been like, she's seventh or eighth place.
The sweet moment goes down on Live with Kelly and Mark. Kelly dishing on the struggles of dying her roots.
Oh, that's such a hard life. Talk about an ultimate first world problem. Dying your hair. No. How do you do it, Kelly?
I spent, I don't mind telling you, about 11 hours in the hair color chair yesterday.
And you look as old as ever.
And it's still gray. No, it's
She has to be one of those vapid women that doesn't want to think about getting older. Mm-hmm. I don't look at Kelly Ripa and go, there's someone who's humble. She's 53. Oh, she looks good. She's just so annoying.
No, we sprayed my roots this morning.
You sprayed them?
Yes, we sprayed the roots.
Okay.
With the darkening spray.
What a riveting household those two have. I'd love to be a fly on the wall, hanging out with them.
That's when Mark steps in to make sure his lady knows he thinks gray is great.
I don't know what to do at this point. Do I just become full Mrs. Claus, or what am I doing?
This is daytime TV for you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. People that live off the government, people that are in the hospital, including the patients or the nurses. This is what they watch. People that are homesick. But even nowadays, if you're homesick and you're like, you're in school and you're born in the year 2010, you're not watching ABC or whatever network this is on. You're watching TikTok. Like when I was homesick back in the day in the 90s and 2000s, I would watch The View. Like I was at home sick the day that George Bush announced that we were going for bankruptcy or whatever. I don't know. It was like October 2008.
What am I doing? Like what?
You should try it out.
Try out what?
The gray.
Claws. The gray. Natural gray.
No, I don't think I'm there yet, Mark.
Oh, you are there. If you're having to sit in a chair for 11 hours to hide your gray hair, Kelly, not only are you there, you've never been closer to being there.
Makes everybody feel very protected. And so it's just been like a joy watching him take over and sort of like make it his own.
It's not the first time Kelly's been open about going gray.
Wow. I have a rule. If I'm bored, you are bored. And I can only take so much content about Kelly Ripa going gray. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do I think Ryan Seacrest is this perfect person? No, but I have a lot of friends that work at iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, Clear Channel, whatever the hell you want to call it. And they all say that Ryan Seacrest is like the nicest guy ever. I know that's infuriating for some of you to have me admit that Ryan Seacrest is probably the nicest person around, but he really, really is. And if Ryan Seacrest says to you, hey, I don't want to do this show, it's not like Ryan Seacrest denies ever working. That says something about you. And the only person they're able to get is your husband who, like, sees a different side of you at home. Ay, ay, ay. Do people even know who Kelly Ripa is anymore unless you're like at the latest born in the early 90s? Like, I don't think any 2001 baby is like, oh my God, maybe they know the kids because they might be influencers on social media. But I don't think you're going to meet anybody who was born in this century that goes, oh my God, I am such a huge fan of Kelly Ripa. I love the way she talks down to everybody. And it's such a witch. Oh, yeah. Yeah! Great content there. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. If you're listening in Missouri, Detroit, Fort Myers, in the Carolinas, Tampa Bay, or overseas, We are about to take a quick break. Whatever station you are listening on, do not touch that dial. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, if you are listening on this podcast, this very show known as Happy Hour, you know that I play music in my commercial breaks. So here's how this is going to work. If you don't feel like listening to a throwback hip hop song, then you can skip forward 3.5 minutes. But I suggest you trust my taste in music. We will be right back on
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Here's Ray J and Akon. Pop that heat. This is around, actually, it's not Ray J, it's Ray L. Well, I read that weird. I could have sworn that I thought it was Ray J. I was like, I didn't know Ray J did a song with Akon. Let me rewind real quick. I want to introduce this song correctly. I don't want to just say the name of the... This is Ray L and Akon. Pop that heat.
Yeah. So con. Yeah. Convict. Up front, black royal. Big blue. Convict. Oh. Where did I go wrong? Is it my swag that make niggas wanna come and test me? Man, I've been hated too long. Somebody tell them I'm a fail, and I told that heat. Cause I done earned my stripes in these streets. Best times of my life in these streets. So all the talking about you trying to get me, gon' get you hurting, man. First class ticket in the dirt, man.
Now I can pop the drama off if you want it. Ain't a killer nigga, but don't push me. I've been creeping on your block with my killers in the truck.
Can somebody tell me why is niggas always talking about taking my life away? And they don't even know me. Niggas be plotting, but I ain't scared to pop that heat. I got the word that you're looking for me, but you don't want them problems. Cause I can have two chicks on the cottage with Mac Millis ready to come solve it. Cause I ain't trying to die in these streets. And if I gotta choose, I'ma choose me. So all the talking about you trying to get me, gon' get you hurting, man. First class ticket in the dirt, man.
Now I can pop the drama off if you want it. Ain't a killer nigga, but don't push me. I've been keeping on your block with my killers in the truck.
Now if you're looking for me, I'll be posted up on the corner with a million convicts, motherfucker. Strapped with AKs, dressed in all black, I promise you don't want it with me. Boy, the collar make you moonwalk, like your name Michael Jackson. My nigga, it ain't really hard to find you. Whole convict behind you. Cause I can leave you leaking, bleeding on the streets. Lost bird pump, lift you off your feet. So all the talking about you trying to get me, gon' get you hurting, man. First class ticket in the dirt, man.
Now I can pop the drama off if you want it. Ain't a killer nigga, but don't push me. I've been creeping on your block with my killers in the truck. Try to make you stop, you ain't a tough guy. Now I can pop the drama off if you want it. Ain't a killer nigga, but don't push me. I've been creeping on your block with my killers in the truck. Try to make you stop, you ain't a tough guy.
Say some more shit. I mean, all these convicts around me, you can't get to me. To me, baby.
Yeah.
How you gonna get to me?
I don't know.
I mean, I got Black Royal.
Got it.
I got Con, I got all these convicts, nigga.
That's
nigga,
cool. Brag a little more.
Yeah.
Rappers bragging?
Up front.
Not rapping.
Convicts.
Got it.
Fade me out, Con.
That sounded really nice. Oh, Jeff, for the gunshots. 856. 49, Abby. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me Ryan Hoppy Radio. This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra 9 Kava and Kratom Products. Over at mitra-9.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, HOPPE, to save 20%. That's 1/5 on the best Kava and Kratom around. Look at me over here hanging out doing basic math. 1/5. What's 5 times 5 times 5? 125. Once 6th grade began, then my math skills were screwed. But hey, in elementary school? This is also being brought to you by DZ BZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. You got that radio voice. If you go to DZBZHoney.com, you got the best Delta 8 CBD around. Do you notice something? Did I only surround myself with the best around and no one's going to keep me down? Go to DZBZHoney.com and at checkout. Use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. It is a circus. You never know where this very show will go. Hey, that rhymes. In 1 second, we could be talking about Kelly Ripa. Or we could be talking about, I don't know, Ariana Grande. There's a lot going on in the world with Ariana Grande. She had kind of a quiet, you know, spring. She's dating that guy that was in the SpongeBob musical. And he was cheating on his wife with her. And she was cheating on Dalton Gomez with him. And then Dalton Gomez, her ex, that famous realtor, is seen with people that are famous. A love triangle of just total proportions. We're going to get into it. Should we first begin talking about her ex launching a new romance or her and Ethan Slater, the SpongeBob dude? Let's go with that.
Oh, happy hot topic.
What the hell is going on with Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater are looking cute and cozy together on a hockey date. This
guy, I don't know if he is the intern from the back room, but I can't even imagine hearing less enthusiasm. I'm doing a report about Ariana Grande at a hockey game. This is not where I thought my broadcasting career would go.
Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater are looking cute and cozy together on a hockey date. The singer and Broadway star, who began their romance last year, are spotted sitting together and smiling at the...
How long are they going to be together? 6 more months?
Game 1 of the 2024 Stanley Cup Final between the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers on...
Oh, I bet if you were to ask Ariana Grande, oh yeah, name 3 players, she totally could. Not a chance.
June 8th, this marks one of the most public sightings for the couple, who began their romance in 2023 after...
While they were cheating on their spouses.
...their meeting on the set of the upcoming film, Wicked, in which Ariana plays Glinda and Ethan plays the Munchkin Bach. In July...
Here's the thing is, people used to hate on the theater kids in high school, but there was always that one theater kid who had kind of a pretty boy vibe and everybody thought was gay, but he was actually bisexual and he would have sex with all the girls.
2023, days after E! News learned the 30-year-old singer had split from now ex-husband Dalton Gomez after 2 years of marriage, a source close to the situation confirmed that she was dating the Broadway actor. Later that month, Ethan filed for divorce from his wife, Lily J, with whom...
You know Lily J, whenever she's out and about and she's at a club or whatever and she hears Ariana, she's like, "Dad, ma, she ruined my marriage." The old me would have sworn... But since this is on the radio, I kept that clean. You should be proud of me. I was going to say that. I just turned off my mic. I'm full of jokes today.
Whom he shares a son. Another source told E! News at the time that Ethan and Ariana, quote, were both separated before they got together.
I love that.
Ariana, whose new song, The Boy Is Mine, was inspired by Brandy and Monica's 1998 hit single, was seen supporting her boyfriend at his performance in the first preview for Broadway's Spamalot revival in...
Here's the thing. There was no way in hell that they were officially separated. That gives me memories of Miley Cyrus when she was cheating on Liam Hemsworth 6-7 years ago with Caitlin Clark. No, Caitlin Carter, not Caitlin Clark. We'll get to her later. That's ridiculous. She just left off the team. But this reminds me of when Miley Cyrus was cheating on Liam Hemsworth. And then she was like, we were officially separated when I began doing things. Like, no, I don't think you were officially separated. That's what people always say whenever they have a girlfriend right after a divorce, is they go, you know what? I was officially separated. Like, there was no collusion there. Come on now. So that is the latest. I almost said eightest. I don't know why. That is the latest with Ariana Grande. Now, let's see what's going on with Dalton Gomez. He's got the coolest life ever. This guy was married to Ariana Grande, who wasn't. Also, he has the cool life, though, because it's like he gets to hang out with all the celebrities, but he's not that famous. Like, yeah, he's famous. Yeah, if he's walking around Hollywood Boulevard or Rodeo Drive, someone's coming up to him being like, hey, can I get a picture? Hey, paparazzi. But he's a realtor for celebrities. That is a baller move.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
He sold a house to Miley Cyrus.
Ariana Grande's ex, Dalton Gomez, is moving on after his split from the pop star singer.
I wonder if either Ariana or Ethan have those moments where when they're hooking up at somebody else, and I'll keep it clean here, don't worry, if they ever think about their exes. Because there's that weird thing, especially if it's a serious relationship. We dated for 3 months and you're all sad. Nah, it's just gas. You're not that heartbroken. But you know, when you go through a long-term relationship and then you go through a breakup and you're like starting to do some things with other people, you're starting to have fun, starting to do things, and you're like in the act and you're like, this is not who that person is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, this isn't my ex. Why am I doing this? And then, of course, everything's fine. Everything works out. I wonder, I'm just projecting what happened to me. I'm wondering if Ariana and Dalton are having it, if he's going at it and he's like, you're not Ariana, or if Ariana's like, I'm with SpongeBob, I don't care. She seems like the type of girl that moves on fast but doesn't want the ex to have any fun.
The real estate agent goes Instagram official with his girlfriend, actress Meka Monroe, on June 9th.
She's pretty.
He takes to Instagram with a carousel of photos, including a couple with her man.
Hell yeah. If I ever get into a relationship again, you'll never hear about it. I don't even film this show anymore. I like being behind a curtain. You know what I look like? I've given the world my whole life. I don't get these celebrities. Why don't our relationships work out? If you post about it all day long and then you go through the breakup, everyone's like, hello. Where's that girl you used to post all the time? That's what's going to happen with Dalton and Meka Monroe.
And shows the actress standing on her tippy toes kissing the 28-year-old. And another shows the two looking cozy near some water.
Yeah.
She captions the pics with a simple star emoji. Dalton and Meka sparked romance rumors back in October when TMZ obtained photos of the two kissing in a bar in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Meka, who has starred in films like It Follows and Hot Summer Nights, previously dated Stranger Things star Joe Keery.
It's weird. I've been... like, I'm not famous in Tampa Bay, but people know who I am. And there's times I've been out and about, and it's like a work event, and you know people are kind of looking at you. But I'm a Z-list celebrity. If I'm not talking myself down, but I'm not famous. But I wonder what it's like if you're Dalton Gomez, and you're like, if I kiss you right now, that's going to be all over TMZ and Happy Hour tomorrow.
Ari filed for divorce from Dalton back in September. And in March, a Los Angeles Superior Court officially dissolved their 3-year marriage.
Thank God she didn't have a kid with him. Oh, that kid would be so pretentious. Because of Ari, obviously. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, @RyanHoppyRadio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If this is your first time listening, I appreciate it. I know you're so thoroughly entertained, and you're like, this is the greatest show I've ever heard. Now, if you're listening in Detroit, if you're listening in Missouri, Fort Myers, Tampa, North Carolina, United Kingdom, we're about to take a quick commercial break, so don't touch that dial. If you're listening on the podcasting platform after you searched up HOPPE Radio, we're about to play a song. Like I always say, this show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I always imagine if you're in the UK and you're driving on the right side of the car, or if you're in the US and you drive on the left side of the car, this show is for people that are bored in traffic. It's to make time go by. Mm-hmm. We will be right back on Happy Hour after this. Do not touch that radio dial or that smart device.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Why don't I feel like playing here? I'm going to play L.E.P. Bogus Boys featuring Rick Ross, Cushion Leather.
Kush got me feeling like I flipped 100 somersaults. Hit the blunt cough, I blow the best, I got high standards. You clench it to your chest, Fred G. Sanford. I tell that bitch, you ain't shit, I'm a Mac, a player. See the skins on these steppers, hoe? That's an alligator. She want me like an elevator, should've been pimped. Superhead, you think the bitch was Clark Kent's sister? Yeah, I stay traveling like a vice lord. Stay strapped like a patient in the psych ward. I held the pipe to his head, boy, I'm not going. Butter so soft, you can pour it over popcorn.
I'm riding on chrome, ain't nothing better. You know what I'm on. They cushion that leather, flicking through the city with the heat up on my lap. No seatbelt, but a nigga still strapped. Yeah, I'm on that cushion that leather. You know what it is when I put them both together. I'm all about this flipping, baby, get up in my ride. It's going down tonight. Yeah,
riding in my old school with my new bitch sitting on sixes. I'm throwing deuces, smoking out a garbage bag. Kush vaporized, got the type of paper make a couple niggas testify. So trilling, I put that on this 45. 40 mil a nigga trying to buy a Puffy house. I'm into things, culinary arts. In the Porsche, you can smell the poultry when I park. Used to wear a vest, now I just don't give a fuck. 30 at the bar, really, I don't give a fuck. 20 in the strip club, I'ma live it up. Turn around, put the pimpin' down, she gotta give it up.
I'm riding on chrome, ain't nothing better. You know what I'm on, they cushion that leather. Flickin' through the city with the heat up on my lap. No seatbelt, but a nigga still strapped. Yeah, I'm on that cushion, that leather. You know what it is when I put them both together. I'm all about this pimpin', baby, get up in my ride. It's going down tonight.
Combination is spinnable, the whole shit is suspendable. The leather in my lap is similar to a living room. So sit back and relax as we climax to the pinnacle. As long as you relax, the conversation is minimal. They say that pimping there will let cause I'm living proof. Minus the alligators, activators, and linen suit. Yeah, baby, cause you know what I'm on. Cause we living for the moment. Day you hit, next day you gone. So it's gonna last forever, but at least the switch is gone. But she got more than enough, so just roll up and repeat the song. Baby, you know that I'm fly. Send my SY chromosome. You can see by the way I'm riding. You can smell it from my cologne. Cause
I'm riding on chrome. Ain't nothing better. You know what I'm on. They cushion that leather. Flicking through the city with the heat up on my lap. No seatbelt, but a nigga still strapped. Yeah, I'm on that
cushion and leather. You know what it is when I put them both together. I'm all about this feeling, baby, get up in my ride. It's going down tonight, yeah.
That was L.E.P. Bogus Boy and Rick Ross. Now, before we get back into the show, I want to play a funny song. This is a real song.
What it is. I go by the name Solo.
What up, Solo?
And I got a new dance for the Midwest.
Oh, no.
We call this here the chicken wire.
How's it going?
I don't do no bird walk, I do my chicken wine.
Got it.
Chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine. I don't do no stanky leg, I do my chicken wine.
Hell yeah.
Chicken wine, chicken wine.
This is a real song.
Chicken, I don't do no bird walk, no, I do my chicken wine.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify. FORTIFEYE.com. The best protein powder around.
But you can't do the chicken wing like me.
Fit Pro.
When the DJ turn this
good pre and post workouts.
I do my chicken wing. Chicken wing.
You go to FORTIFEYE.com.
I don't do no stangular.
And at checkout, use keyword RYAN20.
Chicken wing.
You can save 20% on the best nutrition products around. I'm a man of my words.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Now for something completely different.
Stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856 49 Hoppy. 856 494 6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Oh, we have so much to get into. So let's do it right now.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I am sick and tired of hearing all these homophobic people hating on Pride Month. It absolutely, positively has nothing to do with you. And if you truly care what somebody does behind closed doors in the bedroom, you probably are jealous of the fact that they've come out and are able to accept their sexuality, and you go, I'm missing out. I don't want to have sex with the same gender. I swear, I don't want to swear to God because I don't believe in God. I swear, if you really care that much about what someone else is doing behind closed doors, you're weird, man. Well, God told me that, man. Where did God say? And I saw Patrick Bet-David from Valuetainment. I saw him tweet out, like, oh, there's only one day for Father's Day and only one day for Mother's Day, and this is ridiculous. Again, Patrick, you're not gay. Who cares? Does it really impact your life? Oh, my God, they added rainbow colors to my favorite company's logo. It's hurting the kids, damn it. No, your homophobia and the fact that you care that much is hurting the kids. You're an asswipe. I'm not really speaking about Patrick Bet-David per se, but that mindset. If you care that much, there's something off, man. Like, think about it. Hate to burst the bubble. I don't really think God or heaven's real. It's nonsense. It's like believing in the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus or, I don't know, the Easter Bunny or politics. It's nonsense. It's all nonsense. If you really think that when you die, you go to this grand place and you get to hang out with the mix of Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, and your dead father, if you think that's just what's going to happen, it's nonsense. There's literally people that have died and have said there's nothing. Or it's like really relaxing and sleepy. No one's going, oh yeah, I got to hang out with Kobe Bryant. So if you really think that's the way it happens, that's fine. But don't project because you think it's true. You don't have any actual proof that God is real. This is what I can't stand about Christians. They have no proof that God is real. You believe, you have faith. That's why it's called faith, not facts, because you have faith. You don't have actual facts that it's real. And then you go around, and you're, I'm holier than thou. I'm so religious. I'm so much better than you because I read the Bible. Cool, I read Harry Potter 2 in second grade. Here's what I'm getting at. If you really base all of that and go, you know what? Gay people suck. They're going to burn in hell. Well, they do suck, but just for the fun reasons.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Sabrina Parker, I don't know who the hell she is, but she slams pride haters at the governor's ball performance. Oh, let's hear this.
People who hate pride can suck my gov balls.
That was a naughty line by her. By the way, like, and then you got all the pro-pride people, which I've been to pride festivals. I like pride. But you got all the pro-pride people that are like, the world's against us. Numb. Can we just get to a spot where it's like, I don't know. We get to a place where it's just, oh, you have sex with the same gender. Oh, you're a different gender, but we're born a different gender. Can we just get to the point where, like, none of it matters? For example, I'm a pretty woke guy. I believe in gay rights. I don't really care. But 2 years ago, I went to the gay pride parade, and all these gay guys were like, oh, my God, you represent what's wrong with America. And I'm like, how? They're like, well, you're a white man, and white men were the reason that the abortion overruling just happened. And I go, okay, so you guys claim all day that you deal with transphobia, which you do, and deal with homophobia, and that's true, and you deal with sexism and racism. Yes, yes, yes. What about heterophobia? I'm being dead serious right now. Do you hear the deadpanness in my voice? Do you ever listen to anything and go, oh my God, maybe they're being a little bit phobic towards a hetero person? Like, for example, Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. Like, those people at the gay pride parade hating on me because I'm white. I'm like, what the hell?
Sabrina Carpenter has once again come up with an iconic and catchy outro for one of her hit songs. The Please, Please, Please singer took to the stage at the Governor's Ball on Saturday, June 8th. During
She's wearing that outfit that looks good at the Governor's Ball.
Her set, she sang fan favorite track Nonsense, for which she often ad-libs a new outro. Over the weekend, the cheeky new lyrics ended with support for the LGBTQ community.
Do I text him back? It's such a tough call.
This is music, man. I'm old.
That won't fit inside me, bro. I'm dumb small. People who hate pride can suck my gov balls.
She says it's so classy, and I can hear every conservative being like, my kid's not allowed to listen to that.
Oh, geez, that was really loud.
Why is that going on? Oops, sorry. 856. 49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773. I don't know why that... never mind. I don't know. I just don't care. I truly don't care. I've worked with people before that are homophobic and transphobic, and it is fucking tiring to be around. It really, really is. I don't swear on the show, but I have to. It is so tiring. They're like, oh, the transphobia or the transgender people are running the world. All right. It's like literally 2% of the world. And if you're letting something else ruin your day, then you're an unhappy schmuck. Oh, yeah. Charlie Kirk said this. I went to high school with Charlie Kirk. I did. I went to an underage drinking party and saw him pretend to take a hit of a blunt. And I was in a car with him. And he was the backup center for the basketball team at Wheeling High School. Whatever the hell Charlie Kirk says is 100% fake. I'm sorry to announce it to you guys, but I knew the kid growing up. He used to listen to rap music, and he was trying to be a badass. And now Charlie Kirk, I'm not jealous of him because it's not my demographic, but now all of a sudden everyone's like, he's the voice of reason. And I go, the kid I went to high school with? The kid that literally was so quiet and is being given talking points by everybody around him, that's the future? Got it. Love it. I don't know. Conservatives really creep me out. Liberals nauseate me, but conservatives are weird because they have so much rage. You would think that a conservative would be a really happy, accepting person because you have Jesus on your side. And when you die, there's a guaranteed heaven. There's no doubt that there's nothing after. So if your relative dies, who cares? You'll see him again. That's how I've always viewed it. Whenever like religious people are so mean, I go, you have nothing to trip about. I'm pretty much agnostic / atheist. I have logic. Nonsense is what religion is. And then you'll hear religious people. I don't know how people can be religious. How would they know what is right and wrong? I don't know. Common sense. If you need other people to tell you how to behave, I feel bad for you. That means you don't have an original opinion. That means you're an idiot. If you need other people to tell you what to believe, you are a sheep. You are. If you need other people to tell you in a religion how to behave, you are a sheep. You are a follower. You are nothing more than a cretin. I'm sorry. There I'll say it. Hey, maybe someday this will be played. When I'm about to die, my life will be hitting me right before my eyes. I'm about to die and I get struck by lightning and God goes, remember that time you talked about how I'm fake? Well, you're not going to heaven. Sorry. And I'll go, yeah, that's not happening. Because God's not real.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm. People, how do you live without God? I'm doing just fine. 856-49-HAPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhappyradio@gmail.com. Here's a good song from 2012. It's King Louis. I'm Arrogant.
It's a hustle for me, dude.
What the fuck you talking about? Truly make you walk it out. Truly got the Tully and the Gucci, we can spark it out. Why would I fight when AKs wipe apartments out? I'm ballin' how you fouling out. My niggas be stay wildin' out. No Nick Cannon, but Loose got the cannon. And it could be a truce, or Loose can go and blam. I'm talking about you can make the news. I'm talking about powder for the shoes. I'm talking about 30 and a 9, a lot of back of who's and booze. Ooh, Lou do the do. I'm the ish like a Jew. Cat piss in a doobie, read doobie on a shirt. I'm a G, you a jerk. All cow, no a squirt. Make the 40 go berserk. Free cam, Louis love you, free cam. Yeah, I know Lil Brody fam. It's in they bloodline and blam. It's in my bloodline and get it. Why the fuck you think I get it? Pimp shit, I'm so with it. Nigga, I can have my girl tell your bitch I won't hit it. And I said I'm gon' hit it. See these goofies think I'm playing, so I know they ain't with it. And all I smoke is loud, so I know that ain't midget. And Louis equal real, so you know this ain't gimmick. I just sun them, watch them mimic. Flow sicker than a clinic, crazy shit. Call me Senator, quick with bumper smoking Bennett. Rock denim, true linen. Flip 4, 2 pendant, man. Bam ass killing. Now my young man's in them, they spit lyrics, I spit venom. Silly bitches, I just spin them. He ain't high, he a fraud, man. That goon shit ain't in him. He a hoe, well, this used to be my hoe. Boost some bands last night, so that used to be my dope. I mean, who cares, so what, so? It's my motto to get more. Bitches bopping on me, bro. They like, tell me when to go, aka tell me when to suck. BKA, tell me when to fuck. That's what's up. I'm a nut. With your slut getting butt. I'm insane. You a mutt. Smoke his ass like a duck. Pussy heel in the cut. Fill my cup with syrup. Ride day, shoot it up. Fuck the jets. We corrupt. Hit him up and swerve off. Knock a goofy nerd off. In the booth, I serve roll. In the streets, I crack moves. Be a lot of clap dudes. Handguns change moves. Family sad. He in the bag. We just playing by the rules. No, I ain't trying to fix shit. When I'm talking tools, lights out. Niggas tools, face shots, real rude. Drop the top on a coupe and just cruise in a nude. I know you see me, YouTube, super bad. I need lube and your bitch need lube. I'm a boss, fuck you. My lemonade need juice. Boss.
Louis. J-Rod, I see you out there fooling. My nigga Banks, what's good, kid?
Lloyd. Let the beat breathe, man. Let the beat talk, man. I already did my talking, man. Y'all don't want me to keep talking, man. But I'm gonna keep talking, man. I'm gonna keep doing this shit. This shit mad, man. It's mad now. It's time is up for you guys. I'm through fucking around. Man. I'm arrogant now. I'm better. Who better? I'm better. Fuck niggas. Let's go. I'm arrogant now. Who better? I'm better. Fuck.
Hey, what it is? I go by the name Solo. And I got a new dance for the Midwest.
The Associates.
We call this here the chicken wine.
I don't do no bird walk, I do my
chicken wine.
Chicken wine,
chicken wine,
chicken wine,
chicken wine,
chicken wine.
I don't do no stanky leg, I do my
chicken wine,
chicken wine,
chicken wine,
chicken wine,
chicken wine,
chicken wine.
I don't do no bird walk, no, I do my chicken wine. Put that thing up on the floor, cause block gon' smash up in this thing. Shorty over there, she getting it, man. Shorty over there, she getting it too. Right hand up while your left leg down. Little mama, show me what that booty do. Bitch can't do it like me, hell no. Bitch can't do it like her, hell no. Bitch can't do the chicken wing like me in the VIP when the DJ turn this sound.
I don't do no bird walk, I do my
chicken wing,
chicken wing,
chicken wing,
chicken wing,
chicken wing,
chicken wing.
I don't do no stanky leg, I do my
chicken wing,
chicken wing,
chicken.
I don't know if you've been noticing lately, but I've been playing throwback songs that are unlicensed. Someday, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm going to play throwback hip hop. But until then, it's unlicensed. This is a morning radio show in a podcast format, damn it. And I'll do what I want. I just got to be careful what I do, because one time back in 2019, I was playing songs off of Spotify, and in 2021, Spreaker deleted every episode. So that sucked. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. This is being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at Amir. Academy.com. When I tell you that he is the best, I almost said barber, the best boxing trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Go to westchaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. All right, let's get back to the content. I'm taking my Lamictal right now, 150 milligrams twice a day, because I feel like I'm starting to space out a little bit. And right now, I'm doing a podcast, so I can't space out. Ah, that's better. Let's get back to the content.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
It's time for happy in the morning.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. Let's get through some of these headlines here. Legendary comedian George Lopez walks out on sold-out crowd early over hecklers. But fans say he totally overreacted. I never found George Lopez funny. I never found him entertaining. I never laughed. I think his sitcom is one of the most overrated sitcoms of all time. His sitcom was kind of like a Latina married with children. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the mom was annoying. The wife of George Lopez, though. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver names three cities that could get new teams. This is quite interesting. Seattle, Las Vegas, and Mexico City. Oh, no. Can you imagine the players in Mexico City? How naughty they would get. There is no other more promiscuous league of sports than NBA players. They love to sleep around. Man, you would get into so much trouble in Mexico City. I don't think that's the best idea. I'm gonna be honest. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm incorrect. I've never incorrect a day in my life. Besides a few times I dated girlfriends. But what I'm saying is I think that would be an utter failure. they would get into trouble. Kendrick Perkins, unfollowed on X by LeBron James, compares himself to Jesus. Everyone didn't follow Jesus. I'll be okay. And then Kendrick Perkins, who played for the Boston Celtics and was a good defensive player. Well, here's the funny part about Kendrick Perkins. He claims that LeBron is sensitive because LeBron unfollowed him on Twitter, X. And he just went on ESPN and talked about it. And I go, bro, I think you're the insensitive one. You're literally on ESPN, which is no longer a sports network. ESPN died when Stephen A. Smith got all famous 10, 12 years ago. But you're literally on a network, and it was a crazy 2-0 series lead for the Boston Celtics, the team that you're most famous for playing, and you hate on those players, and you want to detract and make everybody forget that the players you've been hating on are doing great. So you're like, I'm going to talk about how LeBron took me off of Twitter. You're a loser, bro. Yeah, you were a big body in the NBA. And the Lakers in 2010 won because you were injured. I get it. There were good parts about Kendrick Perkins. But there's this whole new era in sports where it's like the gotcha culture. Like, I got you. I got you. I'm like, that's nauseating. That's not fun. ESPN, even 15 years ago with Jim Rome, Sports Nation, Around the Horn, and PTI in its prime, it was great. Now you got Stephen A. Smith saying a lot of people find it hard to watch Will Smith movies after slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. That was 3 years ago, 2 years ago. I don't think people are not going to see Bad Boys because of that. I'm telling you right now, this is a little controversial to say. I think Stephen A. Smith is racist against his own kind. He's always like hating on people. Kwame Brown, the Celtics, other female athletes that are African-American. He's always hating on things. I'm like, when is Stephen A. Smith ever going to compliment something? And I get it. I get it's a part of the clickbait era. I get it. I get that he does it for attention, and I get that we're talking about him, so he's winning. I get it, but it's like, dude, you're a dork. You're a 57-year-old loudmouth that literally talks about nothing. And then you got Joe Rogan saying that Robin Williams was stealing jokes. Joe Rogan copied Opie and Anthony. Opie and Anthony was like one of the biggest radio shows ever, and Joe Rogan used to go on it all the time. But Anthony Cumia is a right-wing nut and racist, and Opie's wishy-washy. And what's funny to me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, is the fact that literally you have Joe Rogan going on their show back in the day, and he gets influenced by it and then ends up doing his own show, and Opie and Anthony get no credit. I don't get the whole Joe Rogan thing, maybe because I have a good taste in things, but it just doesn't really entertain me. Meghan McCain slams Jennifer Lopez as a deeply unpleasant person who needs to humble herself. I love when all these people in the news give out advice to other people, and you could reword the headline and be like, Meghan McCain gives herself advice. A lot of times in life, whenever someone gives you advice, you got to realize it's more about them. A truly successful person does not have to tell other people that they're not successful. Like, I've had it in the past. People I've worked with are like, you're unsuccessful, da 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 da. And I'm like, you look yourself in a mirror lately? Mm-hmm. And that goes with anybody. You can have the biggest radio show or be a nightclub DJ, but you're going to die at the end of the day. It doesn't matter how much success you get. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many women you sleep with or how many women you cheat on your wife with. You're going to die at the end of the day. It's all about, at the end of the day, can you look yourself in the mirror and go, I did a good job today? Or are you one of those people that at the end of the day, you're going to realize that you burned a lot of bridges? I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. So we're going to move on to talking about Nick Cannon's balls.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Nick Cannon, father of 12, insures his balls for $10 million. Oh, yeah.
Nick Cannon announces that he has insured his balls for $10 million.
Hell yeah.
After welcoming 12 kids, Nick is taking steps to protect his procreation parts, at least financially.
Mm.
The celeb, who shares a dozen children with six different women, reveals Dr. Squatch, the body care line for men, has taken out a $10 million insurance policy on his testicles.
News of the day. Remember the movie Idiocracy? It came to life.
Mm-hmm.
As for how he came to that staggering sum, he simply assessed his assets on factors such as, quote, size, favorite features, and bedroom maneuvers using Dr. Squatch's ball valuation tool.
I wonder how good of a father he is. I don't think he's going to be that good of a father. Why? Because he's got like 10 kids and they all live on other sides of Los Angeles. At least like Philip Rivers, when he has 10 kids, they're all in the same house. Nick Cannon drives me nuts. I just think he's so fake. It's so unlikable. I don't look at Nick Cannon and go, oh, that's a genuine dude you want to hang out with. Nick Cannon, please come to my party and don't make it about you. No, thank you. And all the women that had kids with him, daddy issues.
And yes, that insurance policy is allegedly real. As Page Six reports, the policy was taken out through MMA Momentous.
Now that Dr. Squatch has insured my balls for $10 million,
I would give his father skills a 4 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I've officially got the most valuable balls in the world.
Oh, is he insufferable? It seems like it's more of a game to him to produce kids than it is actually being a father.
Cannon's golden balls are single-handedly keeping the human population afloat.
That's what I'm talking about. Is it's not like anything, you know, I don't want to use the word romantic. It's nothing sentimental to him about having kids. Like Philip Rivers and all the weirdos. That's a little more about them being fathers and conservative. But Nick Cannon, it's him slaving around.
He's fathered.
Him and Tyreek Hill should have a reality show. Have all their kids in a daycare or something.
He's fathered 12 children that he knows of.
That he knows of. And he's making jokes about it. That this loser. I bet there's so many women that he just paid off. This scumbag. I've dated girls with daddy issues. That is a real, real thing.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's funny over here. Look at me. I bet he doesn't even know his kids' names. He's an idiot. Yo, 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 I'm Nick Cannon. I'm always having an identity crisis. I was average as a rapper. I'm average as an actor. I'm average as a host, but I'm great at not pulling out. Look at me. Yo, 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 yo. Shut up. Shut the hell up. Annoying.
Mm-hmm.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You could tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. If you're listening on the radio, hi, don't touch that dial. If you've been listening on a podcasting platform, keep listening. Two.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
And now for something completely different.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. If this is the first time you're listening on the radio, hi, my name's Ryan Hoppy, and this is a morning radio show vibe and a circus podcast type of a... You never know where I'm going to go. Like, we're about to talk about Alec Baldwin, Tiffany Haddish, and Caitlin Clark. Let's begin with Caitlin Clark on Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm. Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Caitlin Clark is speaking out about not making Team USA for the...
Yeah, that was utter jealousy and ridiculousness. I hope nobody watches this team.
Mm-hmm.
These... How do I word this? Give me a second. All right, I got it. These players need to realize that nobody ever cared about the WNBA before. And nobody will ever care.
Mm-hmm.
If she were to leave, bye-bye. There goes all your ratings. You should be bowing down to Caitlin Clark.
For the upcoming 2024 Paris Olympics.
Women.
The WNBA rookie sensation is revealing how she felt after learning she will be left off USA Basketball's national team roster for the Summer Olympics. While confirming multiple June 8th reports that said she will be left off the roster, which is expected to be formally announced on June 11th, Caitlin expresses support for the players that are included on the list. The Indiana Fever star tells reporters, as seen in a video Indianapolis Star Sports reporter Chloe Peterson shares on June 9th to X, quote, I'm excited for the girls that are on the team.
Good. Classy. Unlike everybody else in the league.
I know it's the most competitive team in the world, and I know it could have gone either way.
It shouldn't have, though. They could have put you on the bench. Christian Laettner in 1992 made the dream team. Trust me. There was a spot for you. They're just catty. They're idiots.
She continues, I'm excited for them. I'm going to be rooting them on to win gold.
They're jealous that she comes from a good family and that she has actual fans.
Mm-hmm.
Who's ever gone, I'm a Kennedy Carter fan?
I was a kid that grew up watching the Olympics, so yeah, it'll be fun to watch them.
Classy.
When asked about her level of disappointment after not hearing her name on the roster, the 22-year-old says, quote, honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives something to work for. You know, that's the dream.
I really think she could be the best player of all time and they would leave her off the team. They're just catty. They don't realize that they could be coming together and supporting each other. They're all idiots.
You know, hopefully one day I can be there.
She shouldn't have to be talking like this. She would have brought so much attention.
No.
Losers. No one watched your games before, ever. It's not like, you know, where there was Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and then Michael Jordan in the 90s and Patrick Ewing and John Stockton and Karl Malone. And then there was that kind of phase before LeBron and no one cared about the NBA. Literally, no one has ever talked about the WNBA. And now people are doing it and you hate on it. You're all losers.
A source familiar with the decision tells NBC News that 12 WNBA veterans made the cut.
Yeah. You could have really helped out the girl that's going to... It's just jealousy, man. And it's racism, too. Tiffany Haddish recalls a moment she told Leonardo DiCaprio she wanted to have sex with him. Sorry, but you're not 25, so that's not going to happen.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Finally, and happy hour.
Alec Baldwin is facing another lawsuit.
Oh, but thank God he's getting a show on TLC.
The actor is one of many named in new litigation in connection to the 2021 fatal shooting of Rust cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
I mean, if this was any other average Joe, they'd be in jail. But oh, with Alec Baldwin, so it's okay. It really is weird how the rich and elite get away with anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing you can't get out of Alec is death and being a loser father.
The 30 Rock alum, armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, and more involved in the production of the Western film are being accused of negligence in a civil suit filed by Helena's family in New Mexico, June.
Can you imagine being Helena's family and you got Alec Baldwin gone on TLC with his dumb kids? I'll leave the kids out of it. With his kids. I don't know. It's just nonsense.
Fifth. In court documents obtained by E! News, the cinematographer's mother, father, and sister, along with Rust script supervisor Mamie Mitchell, allege the unsafe conditions on set and a failure to follow protocol led to a prop gun discharging from Alec's hands, resulting in Helena's death. With the suit reading, Defendant Baldwin chose to play Russian roulette with a loaded gun without checking it and without having the armorer do so.
Oh, but I thought he didn't touch it, like Alex said with that dumb interview he did 3 years ago with George Stephanopoulos, where the liberal media protects the liberal actors. It's disgusting.
His behavior and that of the producers of Rust were intentional and or negligent acts and or omissions without any just or excuse and with utter disregard of consequences of said acts and or omissions. The family is seeking damages for emotional distress over Helena's death, while the script supervisor is seeking damages related to the, quote, severe emotional and physical injuries she has suffered due to witnessing the incident. The New Mexico filing coincides with the dismissal of a lawsuit the family had submitted with Los Angeles County Court in 2023, according to their attorney, Gloria Allred.
If this was even any other actor, like if this was Christian Slater or something that's not as famous, maybe. But why is Alec Baldwin so protected? I mean, he was good in Beetlejuice. He was annoying in 30 Rock, but he had his place. But he's just another dude. I don't get why the rich and elite get away with everything. And he was the same dude that was always ripping into gun fanatics on Twitter and doing his thing on Twitter. And then he has this happen. It's like, you're a loser, bro. You're a grade A loser, dude. I don't care how much money you have. I really don't.
Allred, with Gloria telling the rap in a statement, while we had successfully litigated this case in California against many of the same defendants being named in our New Mexico lawsuit, there were key defendants over whom the court ruled there was no personal jurisdiction in California.
You know Alec Baldwin will be untouchable if even Gloria Allred can't bring him down.
The fact that the court could not exercise jurisdiction over key defendants because they did not have minimum contacts with California as the forum state further evidences Rust producers' decision to make this film pursuant to cost-cutting measures that place the lives of Helena, Mamie, and other crew members at risk.
Oh, that's sad. 856. 49 of it. It's 856-494-6773. You could tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhappyradio@gmail.com. All right, we got about a minute 44 left, a minute 43, more than 42. I'll stop. If you want to listen to this show, go to every single major platform that has a podcast, Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and search up Hoppy Radio, HOPPE Radio. If you've been listening on the radio, if you've been listening in Fort Myers, Carolinas, Missouri, Detroit, Tampa Bay, the UK, or somewhere else, reach out to me, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can call and tweet that number, trying to figure out WhatsApp. But for right now, that's how you contact me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio on all social media, ryanhoppyradio.com. That's R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E Radio. And then it's ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I record this show for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I want this show. I don't care if you sit on the right side of the car or the left side of the car. I want this show to entertain you. I want to make time go by. Time goes by so slowly, but so fast. And it seems like I'm not going to compare myself to other podcasts, but every podcast is about murder and all that. I'm different here. There's a reason I have this.
And now for something completely different.
Because this show is completely different. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get the music to get out of here. It's a party. It's been a party the last 71 minutes. I appreciate each and every one of you that's been listening to.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.